And now joining us with our pre-opening commodity market report here on AM 580 is our Director of Agriculture Programming, Dave Dickey. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay. And good Friday morning, everyone. The Midwest direct hog markets today are called mostly steady, but some mixed undertones are seen as well on variable inventory levels held by packers for next week. Terminals are called mostly steady in a light volume test, with top prices from $56 to $63. Peoria is called steady today with a top price of $56. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, August 14th, negotiated swine purchases were 12,160. For the base market hog, on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $76 to $86.49. The weighted average was $84.17. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $59.65 to $69.35. The weighted average was $65.86. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $19,076. The base price range was $78 to $88.50. The weighted average, $86.71. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $58.31 to $69.54. And the weighted average was $66.74. Joining us now with a look at the weekend agricultural weather outlook is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. The weekend's looking pretty quiet across the eastern section of the corn-soybean areas. Western areas do look to be a little bit more active, and the forecast following that is really going to have to wait on a couple developments. One would be the tropical system that is headed towards the southeastern corner of the country, and that could bring some precipitation in and also start to back things up, so we could be looking at a developing situation right down there. Actually, we have two weather systems. One's back in the central Atlantic. The other is approaching towards the western portion of eastern portion of Puerto Rico, and that could again move into the southeastern corner of the country. And if that does occur, we could be looking at some substantial rain in the delta in the southeast. The tropical cyclone mentioned will again influence the delta's weather. If landfall occurs in the southeastern states, rain in the delta may be a little bit more restricted, but if the storm turns to the west, it could provide the potential for greater rainfall in the region. The storm will have to be watched, and for now, it does look like most areas are likely, and in the delta, are likely to pick up some rain today and early Saturday, and again, the second half of the next week into the following weekend. Rainfall not great enough to soak the region, but sufficient in amounts will be possible to leave conditions at status quo. The northern delta is still in need of greater rainfall. As far as the corn soybean areas, well, crops not expected to become too seriously stressed for a while. Subsoil moisture is still in adequate situations, but if dryness continues into the last week of the month, a greater percentage of summer crops across the region may become more threatened by additional dryness if that continues into September. Western Midwest crop areas will be a little less of a concern, but dryness is present in eastern Nebraska, western Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, and those areas will have to be monitored over the next few weeks for signs of stress. Again, the delta in the southeast, conditions yesterday were mostly dry. While in the delta, while the southeastern corner of the country received rainfall of about 15 to 20% coverage, amounts were generally less than a quarter inch in southeastern Georgia and northeastern Florida, while parts of northern South Carolina and northern and southern North Carolina picked up as much as 3/4 of an inch. Other areas, Australia, extremely poor water supply situation and low deep subsoil moisture will remain a concern over the next few weeks. The situation will force more timely need for rain during the spring, or at least in a good general soaking rain before we get into the good growing season down there. Any significant period of dryness in Australia's springtime may threaten production quickly because of the poor long-range term moisture reserve situation there. Areas to our north in Canada, not much rain and a strong warming trend will impact the Canadian prairie provinces over the next week, maybe. Crop moisture stress remains in southwestern Saskatchewan and eastern and southern Alberta, where soil conditions are considered to be quite dry. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 8.92 1/4, down 5 3/4. Last trade down 14. December 9.21 3/4, down 1 3/4. Last trade down 16 1/2. September wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 8.62 1/2, down 2. Last trade down 21 1/4. December 8.87, down 2 1/2. Last trade down 21 1/2. September corn opened at 5.56 1/2, down 1 1/4. Last trade down 19 3/4. December 5.76 1/4, down 1. Last trade down 19 1/2. Take it out to July, 6.05 3/4, down 11. Last trade down 17 1/4. September soybeans open at 12.65, down 1/4. Last trade down 34 3/4. November 12.74 unchanged. Last trade down 33. July 13.29 unchanged. Last trade unchanged. September soybean meal opened at 3.48, down 20. Last trade down 7.40. September soybean oil opened at 51.97, down 15. Last trade down 1.57. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group out of West Bend, Wisconsin. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, what the recovery rally gave yesterday during the day session, it took away overnight. What do we make of this?
Well, I think that that's to be expected in a lot of ways. You know, we're certainly consolidating right now is what we're doing, and I expected to see some profit taking, probably not to the levels that we're at, but we have to take into account that we've got the American dollar at the highest level it's been at since last February, which I don't see as being something that's anything to get excited about, because if you look back to last February, our exports were phenomenal. I don't anticipate that to be any different, but it is something certainly that the trade looks at. And so we're headed into some interesting things all the way around when you look at the support levels. And I would have expected that we were going to go down, and we're certainly going to test. You don't normally come out of a report like Tuesday and a time like we've just seen and just go straight up. You've got to have some sideways trade.
You mentioned the U.S. dollar, and it certainly has been putting in a rally since about the second week of July, and as you suggested, the highest levels since February. Where do you think it will go?
Well, it's right up against some major resistance. In fact, today so far, we're just below what we would consider to be a double top, and we haven't made that yet. But I would anticipate that that's probably something that's going to be a goal and going to be a test. And then we'll see if we can go any further. I don't think when you look at the overall impact on export sales, unless we get back into the 90s, I don't think it's going to be anything that's actually serious. And then that all depends upon what the other currencies are doing.
Crude oil continues to bounce around a level that it has for about the last week. And it has its same level of support for the last week. I guess the question is, can corn rally sharply without crude oil support at this point?
Well, at the moment, it's pretty difficult, although it looks like the corn crop and the bean crop might get some support. Corn probably not as much as beans, because it seems as if we're developing a pretty strong dry spell, and it looks as if for right now, when you look at the extended forecast in September, that continues. So that'll be something. But let's face it, there isn't anything tremendous to talk about when it comes to the weather. So, you know, the trade is fickle, and it's going to grab on to any piece of information that's there. And at the moment, crude oil happens to be the driver. We just did break the support level that we had in crude and came right back out off of it. So it, too, is in a consolidation range. And I think people have to recognize you need to consolidate a market. There is no good bull market that doesn't spend some time consolidating, because you have to have some place to put a floor in that gives you the support that you have to go back down and test occasionally.
All right, then. What about the grain prices for the opening bell today?
Well, I'll tell you what. I expect to see corn down at least 20, you know, and probably testing yesterday's lows at 549, and then maybe even the 10-day moving average at 542 3/4. Beans down 30-plus, probably testing the 12 and a half low from Wednesday. Wheat down 20. We got support at 837 in there. When you look at the cattle, pretty flat to weak. They're also in a consolidation mode. And pork, I think, is going to probably be mixed, but could come under some pressure from selling, too, if everything else begins to do that.
Thank you much, Jackie.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She is in West Bend, Wisconsin, and she joins us every Friday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. Say, you can get this report by podcast as well as all of our agricultural offerings. It's as simple as going to our website at willag.org and clicking on the podcast link in the right navigation window. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. The time now is 9:01 Central Time.